We were talking about the good sons of the Lord and bad sons of the Lord. Yesterday I was saying the bad sons of the Lord are naughty sons, mischievous sons and demoniac sons. The naughty sons are sensual and are allured by various illusory presentations of Maya, like Indra becoming allured by usurping the horse from Prithu Maharaja's sacrifice, or feeling insecure of his position. The mischievous sons of the Lord are like the yogis who try to control and dominate the material nature. And the demoniac sons of the Lord want to usurp the position of the Lord and put themselves in the place of the Lord. So, making a careful study about these natures can very greatly help us to detect and identify such a similar impure scripts in our heart and make an effort to work on them by chanting the holy name and praying to the Lord and cleansing them. By doing so, one will definitely improve the quality of chanting. You will see, in the Ishopanishad, Prabhupada gives a very important definition. The root of sin is deliberate disobedience to the Supreme Lord by disregarding His proprietorship. Like the Prabhupada says, the definition of sin. So, sin means disobedience to God. And what is the root of sin? Deliberate disobedience to the Supreme Lord by disregarding His proprietorship. So, the problem begins here. By disregarding the proprietorship of the Lord. Like Indra is attached to the proprietorship of heaven. Daksha Prajapati is attached to the proprietorship on earth. So due to their proprietorship mentality, Swami Bhav, they have committed many offenses of aparadhas. They have become distracted from the goal of life. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Loka Maheshwara. I am the proprietor of not only all the planets in this Brahmanda, but He is the proprietor of the Ananta Koti Brahmanda. But not recognizing this fact that everything belongs to Krishna, I also belong to Krishna. Not recognizing this fact, one first tries to become a proprietor. That's where the real problem begins. Then, after possessing something, then one wants to control. You will see Durvasa Muni try to control Ambarish. Vishwamitra Muni try to create a planet called Trishanku Swarga and try to control it with great difficulty. So the yogis have a desire to attain the Ashta Siddhis and gain control over material nature. And Srila Prabhupada says the scientists have the same tendency. So they are imitators. Scientists are poor imitators of the yogis. Yogis have far more control than scientists, and scientists follow the same path. So, this kind of controlling mentality has caused great havoc to the yogis also, like Durvasa Muni or Saubari Muni or Vishwamitra and all these people. Then, why do they want to control? Then they subsequently desire to enjoy. Like Hiranyakashipu wanted to become a Triloka Adhipati and enjoy all the three worlds with unrivaled kingdom. So he wanted to usurp the position of the Supreme Lord. He openly declared he wants to even kill the Supreme Lord. Vena wanted to finish the Supreme Lord and take his position. Kamsa wanted to finish the Supreme Lord and take his position. This is the worst of sins where one not only wants to devour and get possession, not only wishes to dominate over other living entities and over the material nature, but one wants to destroy. So devour means proprietorship, dominate means controllership, and destroy means enjoyership. So in this way, many living entities have shown these impure tendencies and behaviors in the scriptures we get to see. For example, Hitler wanted to destroy 10 million people. Stalin wanted to destroy millions of people. You can see that. So when one's impurity becomes very ripe, at that time one wants to destroy everyone and everything and dominate over everything. That is the height of mode of ignorance. So therefore we can observe these tendencies in us in different proportions. Desire to devour, dominate and destroy, to be proprietor, controller, enjoyer. And this is what makes us the naughty sons of the Lord, mischievous sons of the Lord and demoniac sons of the Lord. So we want to be good sons and daughters of the Lord. To become good sons, we have to remove these scripts. And unless I can detect these scripts in me, then how will I feel humble? How will I be able to pray that, oh Lord, please, I am finding the script in me in some proportion. Please cleanse this impurity so that I will behave as a good son. So carrying all these impure scripts, the living entities are wandering in this world, and therefore they are hurting each other. They are pulling the leg of each other. Jivo jivasa jivanam. Everybody is trying to swallow. Prabhupada says, I want to eat you, you want to eat me. Both are afraid of each other. In this way, all living beings afraid of each other have created this messy material world. And in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, this material world exists because it has been demanded by the conditioned souls. You see, Hiranyaksha, he created a great threat for earth. Mother Earth was very afraid of that fellow because he was looting all the gold. So much gold he looted from earth that the earth fell into the Garbhodak ocean. And Lord Varaha came and lifted earth up. Because earth is Bhudevi and Lord Varaha is Vishnu. Actually, he is the Swami of Bhudevi. So he protected her. Similarly, when Prithu Maharaj came, the Bhumi was so much upset and angry with all the demoniac fellows who were not offering the bhog to the Lord, carrying the grains and wheat. They were eating and becoming plumpy and stout and committing sinful activities. So then Prithu Maharaj came and pacified the earth, and then he made her produce all the yield. So you will see like this, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhudevi is actually a consort of the Lord, and all the asuras who want to be proprietor, controller, enjoyer, they want to exploit it. Even today there is a whole department of environmental engineering where they are talking about how the modern day men are trying to exploit the natural resources of earth. And it's the same business. Maybe they don't have two horns. Otherwise they are doing the same thing. Sometimes parents buy two horns for the children, if you see. Two horns, because they are bringing those propensities outside. So, we have to know, if you really want to advance in spiritual life, these three impure propensities have to be given up. And one has to surpass them, go beyond them. And then, that stage beyond these three is the most blissful stage of being Jivera Sarupahoi Krishna Nitya Das, which is our eternal position. One can be peacefully, blissfully, joyfully situated in that position, chanting the holy name, glorifying the Lord through the scriptures, and considering all living entities as part and parcels of the Lord. And then lies the spiritual world, which is Jio Jenedo. Be happy and be make everyone happy. And all this is accomplished by regular, attentive, and respectful chanting of the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.